It's the summer of my seventh year, and I am in the little suburb where I grew up, Hayward, California. It's about 30-minute drive from San Francisco. I'm out on the street. I'm looking for somebody to play with me, and I notice a couple of older boys who are having an argument, and I'm just observing what's happening between the two of them. It's just a verbal argument, and I see that one of them does this gesture that I had never seen before, and it was very effective. What he did is he raised his arm, palm towards him, he made a fist, and his middle finger stood straight up out of the fist towards the sky. The effect on the other boy was remarkable because he stopped, you know, stopped talking, stopped yelling. It seemed really effective. I had a brother who would tease me all the time, and I decided that this could be a new tool in my toolbox. I'm seven, right? So I start practicing. I'm not telling anybody. I have no idea what this means. I don't know that it has a name, you know, nothing. All I know is that it worked. It's kind of hard at first, and I was having to use my other hand to make the fist, you know, and then pull my middle finger out. But I practiced enough, not 10,000 hours, but I practiced enough so that I became quite accomplished at forming this gesture without the help of my other hand. So now, a week camping adventure with my family at a very wholesome family camp called Feather River. It's a north central California. Dads really loved this place because they didn't have to put up a tent. The tents already were up, and the amount of furniture that you required for your family was already in the tent. Mothers loved Feather River Camp because they didn't have to cook. There was a chef who we called Cookie. And we sang to Cookie three times a day when we went to have our meals in this purpose-built sort of cafeteria. And the moms sang the loudest. So, lovely afternoon at Feather River. Lots of the families are at the river. My brother and my sister were already in the water. And I'm still like this to this day. I go into the water like really, really slowly, just one little step at a time, and then I feel the cold water on my skin, and I wait until it isn't really cold anymore, and then I inch my way into the water a little bit further. I'm processing. I'm doing my little process to get into the river. The water is just above my knees when my brother sees me, and he starts splashing me. And instead of me screaming and splashing him back, I raise my hand. I make my fist with my middle finger reaching towards the sky. And in my little seven-year-old brain, I'm thinking, the longer I do it, the better it is. Okay? So it's totally working because he has stopped splashing me. And he's got kind of a stunned look on his face. And then all of a sudden, with no warning, I am picked up under my arms from the back by my 6'2" father, just whoosh out of the water. He says to my brother and sister, get out of the water. Go to the tent. You know, my heart's actually pounding, just really just remembering this. So we're now in the tent. I can see my father kind of pacing, you know, on the outside of the little triangular door. He's not saying anything. And my mom, in a kind of a whispered voice, is telling us, she says, I'm going to take Dad for a walk. We're going to go for a walk. You guys stay in the tent and be good. Now, when I think about this story, or when I tell people about this story, one of the things that I think about is about being a parent. And it reminds me of an incident that happened to me. I raised two boys, and when they were quite young, we made a trip from Dunedin to San Francisco. We're halfway to San Francisco on the plane, and they had sort of closed it off, darkened it up. We're supposed to be sleeping. I'm really exhausted. My older boy has fallen asleep, but my younger boy has gotten up and he's wandered off. And I I could have stopped him, but I thought, you know, he's not going to get lost, you know, like, where can he go? He's not going to get into trouble. I just let him go. And I did manage to fall asleep. I get this little tap on my shoulder, and it's the stewardess. She's got my son. She's holding his hand, and he looks just a little bit guilty. And she says, "Excuse me, is this your son?" My immediate reaction was, "No. I've never seen him before in my life." Now, that isn't what I said. I claimed my son. And it makes me think about my parents at that very wholesome Feather River, seeing their little 7-year-old daughter in her togs halfway out the water with her hands straight up, making this gesture to another little boy. And did they ever look at each other and go, "Do you know her?" You know, who are her parents? They didn't. They claimed me. Yeah, that's my camping story with a little bit of a parenting twist in there.